Greetings to everyone. We thank the Lord for guiding each of us here, though the weather has turned cold. And we also welcome those, our friends who have come to worship together with us today. On behalf of the church, I express our thankfulness to all of you to come. We welcome those who are worshiping online, also worshiping with us to study the Word of God today. We have verses in Matthew, the key verse say, the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father, verse 43. Jesus has come to seek and find the sinful. But there are two responses. First, just like the good seed is those belong to the kingdom of the Lord, those who put the faith and have a relationship with the God who created us. The second is the weeds is the sons of evil. There will be only happy activities, but there is no relationship with the one who created us. And there are two consequences. One is the weeds will be pulled up, bundled, and burned. But those weeds will be into the barn. And Jesus considered those who are in the barn, those who are put faith in the Lord Jesus. The righteousness will shine like a sun in the Father's house. There was a couple in a church. They were from a small town, and they boasted with all their friends and neighbors that they will be flying to New York City. There, they will have the opportunity to entertain themselves, and they plan to go to a Broadway play, a famous one, and that play is My Fair Lady. They were proud of this, and everyone was really impressed because no one in the small town were able to be on the play from a Broadway show in New York. And the day came, and they arrived in New York and took a taxi to the theater where My Fair Lady was playing. And to their dismay, they found that the play was sold out for the night. So the couple thought, what do we do now? Everybody knows that we came to see My Fair Lady. We don't dare them that we didn't. It's sold out now. If we already told our folks at home to see, now we return, how do we face our friends back home? So they found a couple of ticket stuff on the sidewalk and picked them up. And they bought a program. They described the various acts and play. And they went home singing. They sing the song of the play, I Could Have Danced All Night. And they told everybody that they had gone to see My Fair Lady. And they sing that particular song. But their secret was revealed. And the preacher said, that's right. They had the ticket stuff. They had the program of the play. They had been to the theater. They took the taxi there. They knew the songs of the play. But the trouble is, they didn't see the performance. And the preacher said, a lot of Christians are like that. We come to the church. We have the bulletin. Maybe we know the songs. Maybe we know what to say. And there is a problem in that many of us have never really made Jesus the Lord of their lives. And so the title of the passage is who seeks for we. The fact that we come here to seek the Lord. And what is our motivation to cause us to come here and worship the Lord? God has a purpose for each one of the Christians, whoever confirmed the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has to achieve that the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Is that our wish, our hope today? Let's pray for guidance from the Lord to teach us His word and remind us the passage we just have read. Dear our Father, our loving Father, we thank you for this morning, though the weather has turned cold, but you have encouraged each one of us to come. We ask for good health and strength on each one of us. Some of us have some personal problems, those who are on this sick that could not come. But our hearts at home, also here, in all to turn toward you to praise our Lord, listening to your word that you will teach us. May we seek and find you and learn from you. Please bless us and all of our friends who come this morning. May we hear your voice. We lift up this hour. We thank you, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. To this passage, there are 3 points that we will be doing. The first question is in verse 27, why were there weeds among the wheat? And the second question the apostle has asked, should we pull up the weeds right now? And the third point that we will learn together is that the answer, wait for the harvest. The first part, why were there weeds in the field? In the parable, there are many use the word, the parable, the kingdom of God. And this is the passage we have read. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in the field. Verse 25, but while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed wheat among the wheat and went away. The owner, when he sowed the seed, he must use the best seed with the hope that we will have a good harvest. There is no owner to sow bad seeds, but the bad seed can only happen only because of the enemy's scheme. When the Bible talks about God has come into the world to bring us the gospel, but always there is an enemy that will follow to find destroy the plan of our Heavenly Father. When first God created us, Adam and Eve, and this whole universe, the Bible said He created that He is very pleased with His creation. But the enemy, that means Satan, has come into the world that He created and then made this world no longer as good as what God created it originally. The heart of man is no longer good. When he first breathed his breath into Adam, Satan, evil, is wanting to destroy what God has planned. And now, when Jesus came to bring us salvation, save us from this condition, then one more time, the enemy find way to destroy. Instead of sowing the good seed, the enemy sowed the bad seed. And the wheat is very look alike the wheat in the form. It's so similar that the A bastard seed, even the wheat, is just look like the wheat, but it's the sun is smaller and has a gray color, and the wheat is very poisonous. If we eat it, there is something bitter in the taste, and if we have more, it causes dizziness. And also knock us unconscious. And between the wheat and the seed, when they were young and they were mixed up, even the adult is very difficult to distinguish whether it's a seed, good seed or a wheat. Must be a professional that recognizes what is wheat and which is the wheat. If you're not trained to see, they could not see. Distinguish between the two. But when both of them, when the wheat and seed that has the flower, and the results will be different. Even a child can tell the difference between the flowers of the wheat and the flower of the seed. But when they were able to distinguish, and the roots already are firm onto the ground. So should we pull up the wheat? Then we will pull up both wheat and the good seed wheat. And his disciple, the servant say, you have never sown bad seed. You only have good seeds. Why were there wheat there in the field? Today in India, there is a saying that says, if somebody hates somebody else, they will say, I will sow bad seed into your field. That means this is a threat based on this action, just like what the Bible has said. To sow bad seeds has become an act that in the Roman Empire, they established a law that you cannot sow bad seed into another's field. If you are caught doing that, they will be punished seriously. In this Bible, we see there is one way to resolve when there were weeds in the field. That means wait into the harvest time. At the harvest time, they will use to find the weeds among the weeds. And all these weeds, because it could be recognized by its color, and the grain is not very much. So the servant will use the hand to pick off those weeds, and they will bundle and burn them, and the wheat will be stored in the barn. When the servant asked this question, why were there bad seeds in the field? I think this question that many of us today look at us in the church, they will have the same question. It has the same meaning. We are the church of God. Why are there bad Christian with a bad lifestyle? In the church, there are bad people, the way they treat others. And when they look at these Christians with a bad attitude like this, so the question is posed the same way. Why are there bad seeds among good weeds? What we know from these examples are there is an enemy that has done that. Or the servants in this parable knew about the servant look at the wheat and wheat, and they know there were weeds in mixed in with the good seed. But they have one thing one know. There was an enemy who did this. What are we reminded here is that we don't want to look at the weeds, but recognize that there is an enemy following to so badly. And Jesus explained this when he come into the house. The field is the world. The good seeds are the people of the kingdom of God. And the weeds are the son of Satan. And in this world that full of sin, when the gospel has been expressed to save us, then the good seed are those who accept the gospel to save us. And the bad seed is those to follow a calling, some explanation that does not come from the Lord. And the Lord told us the harvest will come. The harvest is the end of the age. Nobody wants this, but the Bible says there will be the end of the age. And the harvest are the angels, are those that were used by God to send to harvest the consequence that the weeds will be burned and the wheat will be stored in the barn. Today, you and I need to distinguish between for ourselves the seed that we have. What kind of seed? Whose seed is this? Or our seed was from the Holy Spirit that you give us a new life, or our seed is just an imitation, a deceit that the enemy make us proud of those activities that we have in the church, but that person could not experience true salvation. Where does it come from? When we have activities as a church, maybe many come, and they come. There may be different reasons for their coming. In Vietnam, we have immigrated here. Many of us come to the church because we have been sponsored us, and now they come to the church to please that person. There are who come because there is a male or female that is falling in love, just want to see that person. That's the motivation for coming to the church. They were so lonely, they want to find friends at the church. So they find a society for some community that we could find, forget our loneliness, to be comforted by those around. There are many different reasons, but the most important that one, they find and seek and worship the Lord, not to seek the activities, but he would recognize that he's a sinner before the Lord, needing forgiveness by the blood of Christ, to accept Christ into their heart. That's the good seed that Jesus said. There is no other salvation other than Jesus Christ. So God used our own human body to be in this world to bring us salvation. And that is the only way to be restored into a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. We can understand that why the birth of Jesus is very different from any other religious religion. Why isn't Jesus born from the union of father and a mother, but only the virgin is born, give birth? This is non-scientific, impossible, but that's a miracle from the Lord. God only used the body of Mary to come into this world through the Holy Spirit, but with a purpose to save the sinners from their sin. So the birth of Jesus, very different any other person on this world according to natural law, but the union of a male and a female. When we don't understand the seed, which seed that motivate to come into worship, if we could only look at the activities maybe we could not say if whether whether the seeds were the wheat or the good seed. They don't look at the leaves or the growth, but they will look at the flowers of the fruit. And if that person put faith in God, then they have the fruits that is very different. The fruits that they are the fruit of righteousness that accepted by God. These fruits have encouraged others to put their faith in Jesus the same way that person. When we look at the seed itself, when we see that the seed, whether it's from the Holy Spirit or by any other way, we think that how is we conducting our life to express our faith that are acceptable to God. In the past week, we learned about, we have some work, we've been prepared for a purpose, to live for a purpose. And do we see that purpose for us to follow it? We were born not here to buy a house and do a work and give birth to children, but all those are, there is a period that we live on this world and then pass away. But God did not create this, our life for that. He created so that His creature can have a relationship with the Lord. Only a human have religious. We have a conscience, but not other animals. Others could not have a worship. Only humankind have a worship. That means we have very different between us and other animals that God created. Here, in verse 25, while they were sleeping, there is an enemy who sowed bad seed. The enemy could only sow bad seed while the servant was sleeping. In sleeping means they could not know whatever is happening around. They did not open their eyes to see. They were lack of consciousness. Though there are things that are happening, it could happen that the sleeping person could not understand or know. In Ephesians verse chapter 5, verse
5.
Wake up, sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, 15. To distinguish, are we a sleeper or not? And Paul said, you have to be careful then how you live. Our life has faith in Christ, not just faith. I believe there is a God, but we have to be careful of our lives. We will be responsible for how we live when we answer our Lord. How did we conduct our life? So Paul said, you have to be careful. Live as wise and not unwise. What is wisdom? In the past, we have learned that the Bible tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Recognize God is wisdom. Live as a wise person. That means that recognizes God. And I recognize that Jesus is someone sent by God to pay for our sin, to save and restore us back to the original creation. May we may have a faith in religion, but religion doesn't save us. Even religion of the gospel could not save. The one is Jesus that can save. Our effort when come to the church, when we come to the pagoda, when we live in a righteous life, that hoping that this righteous life will save us, but there is no salvation in our own effort. The salvation can only come when some being extended the hand of God to save us. And Jesus is someone sent from God, from heaven, to bring us out of this sinful condition. And the wise person is the one who fears the Lord. But if there is no faith in God, if someone has a fear of the Lord, has been decreased, that means he is sleeping. That person has become unwise, and while he was sleeping, that is the chance that the enemy will sow bad seed in the field. The bad seed does not come from God. It comes from the enemy of God. And so we put the question, why was there wheat? Why in the church there are that does not follow what God asked them to do? Because bad seed come from the enemy. Whose seed are we? Come from the Lord or our enemy? The second point, another question from the servant, verse 28. Do you want to us to pull up the weeds? Do we want us to go and pull them up? This is what the servant concerned about the field. It's very doesn't like this wheat, so the servant wants to pull them up. But he answered, has a different way. No, he answered, the servant wanted to pull up the wheat. The way to approach this problem is not what the servant was hoping for. The recognition of the wheat that must be thrown away, but the approach to pull up right now is not the time. So here, the owner shows an approach. We have been given by the Lord an approach. Our heart, our flesh is not the way God wants us to act. The Lord only wants his people to distinguish the different purpose by the servant and the owner by sowing the seed. The enemy sowed the weeds. It's the destroyer. That is, we need to be distinguishing between the two and the way that the servant wants to do. Do you want us to pull up the weeds? The owner said, no. The way to pull it will influence the one who are a weakling. It doesn't mean that the owner is not concerned, but he has a clear way. Let the wheat and the wheat grow together until harvest. At that time, I will have the harvester to bundle up the wheat and put it in the sort the good seed. We think about have the faith, but they have their life does not reflect their faith. Maybe those are the weeds. But God did not punish them right now. And because not being punished, and they look at why in the church there are bad Christians here. We are the label of Christian with a lifetime that is not worthy of the calling. This is not the time of harvest because the owner does not want to pull up the wheat at this point. The owner does not want it because the God said, my way is not my way. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So Isaiah 55. In the wisdom of our Lord, so show that this approach is the approach that we could not think of. The owner does not want to pull for only one reason, because it will affect the good seeds. If we pull up the wheat to reject a faith out of the church, or allow not that person to approach in good thing, it affected the life of other Christians around. To pull up the weeds is the owners must be responsible. It is not the job of the servant. So weeds and wheat, they could not be separated while we are growing together. But according to the Bible, wheat and weeds will be separated at the end of the age, which is at the harvest time. To pull up the wheat is what God will do. And this, at which time to pull up, and that's God's program. It's God's timing. The Lord said, let the weeds and wheat to grow until the harvest. When Jesus said to let them grow until harvest, we could not demand that. Will there be a perfect church? There will be not. There won't be a perfect church. And so we can find a church. We're looking for a perfect church. Impossible. Because there will always be weeds along with the good seed to grow together. If the weeds and wheat to grow together, don't think that ourselves could build a perfect church. There is no such thing as a perfect church. Wherever the enemy is there, then there will still be weeds. When Satan is still in this world, in among the Christian, there will be the weeds from the enemy. There's a pastor, has a church, more than 300 believers. There are not has a faith that I could understand, and the pastor is of concern, very concerned, and he talked to a governing member of governing board. He said, I'm trying to have a fund to find buy a piece of land. Why should we buy a piece of land? I want to buy that to build a different church. In our church, how about our church? There are many weeds here. There are many that he could see that looks like weeds, not just what he was hoping for. And this, the governing board member said, dear pastor, I think that in our church, there are weeds. And because you only focus you on those who are weeds, though maybe less than the good seed, but you still focus on those. So you have a list of all those who are like weeds. I think God has the same list of those of weeds. But my question is, in that list, will there be my name there? Or your name there? We think that each of us will be responsible when we were created for His purpose. So our problem is whether there are anybody around us or with. But we have to have focus on the one who created us. If there is the enemy, there will be weeds among the good wheat. What we need to do now is not to pull up the weeds. What we need to do right now, and we should not fall asleep. We have to be alert. The enemy of the Satan, just like the lions roaring, trying to find someone who are sleeping, who are lost, finding not those who are careful to keep with the flock. The lions will devour that person. So today, our problem is to find the weeds. But our issue, am I alert today? We don't have the ability to pull up weeds, but we have the ability to be alert, to be protecting our own faith. When the harvest comes, we'll have the action of the Lord. You and I must be alert before our enemy, and we have to fulfill our responsibility given by our Lord when we grow up along with the wheat. Wheat and the wheat has value that it's a time of harvest. The righteousness will be shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. The value of wheat will be stored in the barn. But the wheat, does it bring fruit? Then the wheat could not bear fruit, has nothing of no value to our Lord. The righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. But right now, are we a righteous person? To pull up the weeds is something we don't need to do right now. Be alert. Somebody must be alert to fight our enemy. The third point that we think about, wait until the harvest time. In verse 39, the harvest is the end of the age. We know that there is one point when there is the end of the world. The end of the world is the time that God will intervene. That's the time God will decide the fate of the weeds and the wheat. When Paul encouraged in Ephesians chapter 5, you have to be careful of how you live, to live as wise and not unwise. This is for the people who knew the Lord, to be concerned, to be focused, to be careful. From the Old Testament, he recommended you have to love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your strength to love your God. God has expressed himself through the people of Israel. They encouraged the Jews to have all your heart, your strength, and your soul to love your God, your God. And when Jesus came into the world, he repeated, you have to love your God with all your heart, your mind, and your strength. And this commandment is still you and I must obey. There are certain persons that their lives, they look at them and they see us as wheat because of their outside. But in essence, they are wheat from the inside because their life bears no fruit. Back in the 50s, there are three young persons committed to be evangelists and to bring the gospel to many others. And among those three, there are two evangelists that were loved, yet have great value, and thought that these are the valuable servant of the Lord. But there is one, and others say, maybe this person just have a different motivation to serve the Lord, and maybe this person will never be known again. However, after a while, serving the Lord, the two others that are valued more than the third person and the famous evangelist, and then they left the service. Another person left the church and went back to a drunkenness, and at the end, he took his own life. And the third one, the one who seemed least promising, but this person remained steadfast and true in their congregation. And that person today, from North Carolina, There is a freeway named after this person. That's Billy Graham. He is a servant of the Lord with great enthusiasm from 1950, and he committed his life to serve the Lord. Billy Graham has learned the way how to keep himself in his position, but maybe others, they put hope in the other two evangelists, but we don't live for others to value us, but we live for the Lord. And so that Billy Graham has become a servant of the Lord. It's brought so many to accept the Lord, and he is a model for any evangelist. Now he is with the Lord. But his books, his teaching still has an impact on the world today. The purpose of the owner that the enemy can destroy, but he cannot defeat. He could find a way to prevent, but he could not accomplish the purpose for those who God has chosen. The righteous will be shined like a sun in the kingdom of the Father. And that is certain. From when Adam committed, the sin has overcome the world, but the salvation by Jesus for whoever has faith in him. Salvation has been completed in Jesus Christ, and we don't need to do anything else, only to open our heart to receive it. Whoever has Jesus in this life, that person is a righteous, shine like a bright sun in the kingdom of the Father. If we don't have Jesus in our heart in this life, maybe they will become weeds that will be pulled up and burned away. What do we think about God's plan for us? Weeds will be burned. The wheat will be stored in the barn. If you and I are the wheat, we will have to fulfill our responsibility in this life, in this time. Everything that we could do, we do it without best effort. There's a story about a young person, and now they were living in New York, and after that they moved to Australia because there was an opportunity there for the father. Hopefully they can improve their life in Australia. And this young person is and he has an aspiration of joining a circus as like a trapeze artist, and he dreamed that his profession will be an actor or an artist. But he could not get that job. He only worked at a shipyard. When after coming from work, there are five thugs and wanted to rob him. Instead of just giving up his money, he resisted, and they were beat him like a pup. They mashed his face with their boots, and he kicked and beat his body brutally with the clubs, leaving him for dead. And so he suffered greatly, and maybe he's dead, so he left them. All left him as though he were dead. When the police happened to find him lying that road, they assumed that he was dead, and they called for the morgue to carry this body away. But on the way to the morgue, and the police heard him gasp for air, And they immediately took him to the emergency unit at the hospital. And when the nurse went look at the body of this person, she was very, two of his eyes socket was smashed. This nurse couldn't believe what he saw. And his coals and legs and arms fractured. His nose is literally hanging from the face. They were beating all over his body. All the teeth were gone, and his jaw was almost completely torn from his skull. And he was there in the hospital almost a year. And finally, he was still surviving, but there's only really his face completely destroyed. He's no longer a good-looking person as he was young. When his face was destroyed, has caused him many difficulties in his life. For all 5 years, he could not find any kind of work. Nobody would hire him because of his appearance. But his wish is now impossible to fulfill. One day, he was so sad. He passed across a Catholic church. And so he wanted to come and pray to find comfort there, because he could not find any job. And so maybe you can go and some circus to play a role of a person without a face. Maybe that is the circus will accept him into that particular. He tried it, but he was not successful. So across this church, he wanted to find a peace inside. So he went into the church and he kneeled down and prayed. Bishop come pray, and so this bishop will talk to him, and so he recounted the story of his life in the past 5 years, how he suffered. And the pastor, I will try to help you to rebuild your life, but you have to promise me one, that you have to become a believer to recognize God, and you will be children of God, a good Catholic. And this person said, yes, I will try. And the pastor took him by, he introduced to the plastic surgeon, a friend of this pastor, and many different operations this doctor performed on this person and restored the face. Now he has false teeth. He corrected all of the injury, but there is one thing, the face. There are certain things that could not be removed. But afterward, this person continued to improve. Not only he lived with the Lord. And he was having an opportunity with the film industry. He wanted his life to be valuable. And he became a valuable instrument. And his name is Mel Gibson. He produced many movies, and one of the movies, 1993, is his own story with the name A Man Without a Face. It's a movie that he produced. And that has an impact of many who watch the movie. And the viewers have, and with the help of the Lord, he overcome the difficulties and have a life that is useful to the Lord. in 2004. And in 2004, he directed a movie that everybody knew about, The Passion of the Christ. And after 3 weeks showing, there are 400 million have seen the movie. It was ranked seven of ranked seven in the reception of all the income, $662 million dollar received for the movie, and today continue to be showing to have a positive impact on the viewer. And many lives have been changed, many have been converted and accepted Christ's love through that movie. The important outline, maybe we are among the weeds, but are we a weed that will have flowers and the fruit according to God's will? In the past week, a sad news in our church. In last Thursday, Mr. Twin has passed away and been with the Lord at 8 o'clock in the evening. And I have come to the hospital. And he was in a bad shape. Though his body was sick, he was caught in heart attack. And just a few hours when the emergency care came, he already passed away. It was very, very fast that what happened. We have prayed for Mr. Dream, and sometimes, someday, he will be restored. And I remember the church. I wanted to go back to worship with you, but he could not because he was paralyzed because of stroke. And yesterday, then listen down, and Fu has come and give us a letter. And in that letter, when he was lying in his sick bed, he thought about our church. He gave Tung and Tao the question. And so this question for the upcoming celebration of the new year, I feel very moved. Maybe his contribution is only small, but he could do what he was able to. That gave us how he wanted to contribute, because he is moved to do that by the Lord. Are we the weak among the weak? Are we the righteous that we can shine in the sun in the kingdom of the Father? Or our life is only activities, religious activities, and finally there was no fruits born of our life and would be burned? May we be reminded by this passage. The departure of Mr. Dream has left many sadness to the family. We lost a brother in Christ. We lost a Christian faithful until the end. Maybe the first few days when he first became a Christian, but later on in the Project Send Me, and he was touched by this evangelical event. He participated in our church, and he also participated in studying the Word of God. We thank you for his life. Now he is with the Lord. That departure has left you and me in emptiness. The wheat that we need, are we bearing fruits for the Lord? because the righteousness will shine like sun in the kingdom of the Father. The memorial service will be conducted at the Angelus Chapel next door to our church on Thursday from 4 to 6 are the visiting hours, and then from 6 to 7 is the memorial service for Mr. Green. His departure has requested us to be performed the memorial service by our church. This talk about his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is something that he wanted the church to have a service as a, because this is expressing a Mr. Prince's faith in the Lord. The righteousness will shine like a sun in the kingdom of the Father. May God bless you and me. Let's all stand for the prayer of this message. We thank you, Lord, who love us, and the plan that you have for each one of us. The righteousness will be shined like a sun in the kingdom of the Lord. May be this our wish. We do not follow a religion, but we follow the one who has power over this earth, the one who has power on each one of us, who has power in our life. May we praise with the word of the Lord to become those who will be shining like a sun in the kingdom's Father. May your word help us know our position being used by the Lord. Maybe there are things that make us uncomfortable surrounding us. Maybe there are things that can influence us. Please reminding us our responsibility to be alert and live according to the purpose that you have given us, to bear fruit for you. Bless your church, Lord. Bless our brother and sister in the church. May you comfort especially to the family of Mr. Green. May you bless us as we conduct the memorial service for Mr. Green. When we pray that with the faith of Mr. Green, we also lead the family members to have faith in you so that they can see Mr. Green in heaven. May your word encourage and reminding us of your love. We thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.